Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Remote and Alone. I'm your trusty guide through this wild world of work from home life, where sometimes the only company you get is your cat judging your questionable outfit choices. But seriously, folks, today we're diving into something super important, self-care. Because let's be real, when you're stuck at home all day, it's easy to forget about yourself, right? You're juggling work deadlines, household chores, maybe even parenting on the side, and sometimes, your mental well-being takes a backseat. But trust me, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. And in this work-from-home jungle, it's more crucial than ever. Here are 5 things you need to remember when prioritizing self-care. First, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. You've got to establish those lines between work, life, and personal time. Think of it like a virtual fence, keeping the work beast contained within designated hours. When that clock strikes off, close that laptop, put your phone on silent, and treat yourself like you'd treat a guest in your home, with respect and some serious relaxation. Second, move your body. I know, sometimes it feels like the couch is calling your name after a long workday. But trust me, even 15 minutes of movement can do wonders for your mental state. A brisk walk around the block, some yoga stretches, or even dancing to your favorite playlist, anything that gets you moving. It's amazing how much clearer your head feels after a little physical activity. Third, feed your mind. Just like your body needs nutritious fuel, your brain craves stimulating content. Read a book, listen to a podcast, like this one, or catch up on a documentary. Anything that expands your horizons and sparks your curiosity. Learning new things keeps your mind sharp and engaged. Fourth, connect with other humans. You know that feeling when you've been cooped up for too long and you just need some genuine human interaction? Yeah, me too. Schedule regular video calls with friends and family, join online communities based on your interests, or even strike up a conversation with your neighbor. Anything to combat that isolation. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You're not superhuman, you're doing the best you can in a crazy world. So give yourself permission to have bad days, take breaks when you need them, and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like your mental batteries are just drained by the demands of work and life? I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day, and she shared this story about feeling completely overwhelmed. She had a huge deadline looming, her house was a mess, and she hadn't gotten a decent night's sleep in days. She felt like she was drowning. But then she realized something, she wasn't prioritizing self-care. So, Sarah decided to make a change. She started by setting boundaries, no checking work emails after 6 p.m. She scheduled time for exercise and meditation, even if it was just for 15 minutes at a time. And she made an effort to connect with friends and family, just to chat and laugh. The difference was amazing. Sarah felt more energized, less stressed, and overall happier. Now, I know you're probably thinking, Jessica, this sounds great in theory, but how can I actually fit self-care into my already packed schedule? Well, it's all about making small changes, prioritizing what matters most, and finding what works for you. Listen, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle the challenges of work, life, and everything in between. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Set boundaries, move your body, feed your mind, connect with others, and be kind to yourself. So go out there and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. You deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that taking care of themselves is the coolest thing they can do. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Remote and Alone.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.